Faithful in the Waiting. When you think of God giving the Ten Commandments for the first time, do you picture Moses on the mountaintop with two stone tablets? That's the most common thought. Actually, God gave them verbally from heaven to the entire Israelite community. But the people were too afraid to listen. All the people experienced the thunder, the lightning, the sound of the shofar, and the mountain smoking. When the people saw it, they trembled. Standing at a distance, they said to Moshe, "You speak with us and we will listen, but don't let God speak with us or we will die." Exodus 20, verses 15 and 16 in the CJB, 18 and 19 in most others. So Moses went off alone with God and brought back the message, "You yourselves have seen that I spoke with you from heaven. You are not to make with me gods of silver, nor are you to make gods of gold for yourselves." Exodus 20, verses 19 and 20, 22 and 23. After that follows a long list of consequences for various actions. If you were asked to list the commandments in order of seriousness, what would you say? Would you consider murder top of the list, or say that all sin is equal? One thing is certain. All sin separates us from God. But he began his reply to the Israelites by restating the second command. He already knew what would happen as soon as fear crept in. The moment they believed Moses wasn't returning, they gathered around Aaron. "Get busy and make gods for us to go ahead of us, because this Moshe, this man that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we don't know what has become of him." Exodus 32, verse 1. Aaron got right to work creating a god for the people. Have you created some kind of god in your life because it brings you immediate comfort when the future is so uncertain? Nothing will steal a fearful heart like thankfulness and praise. Ask God to remove all security in man-made idols that will soon perish, and to help you place your trust in your eternal, loving God who will carry you safely home. Any other path will lead to death in the desert.